Center.
Thank you, Rich. In Prince George's County, southbound BW Parkway, the right lane is blocked before Powder Mill Road because of accident activity. You get by to the left, the backup starting after Maryland 197, Laurel Bowie Road, so move over to the far left side as you come out of Howard County on the southbound side of the BW Parkway. Otherwise, in Maryland, the other work zone we've got on, the only work zone we've got on the beltways in Montgomery County, the mobile work crews affecting the both loops over along the far right side in areas between New Hampshire Avenue and the Rockville Pikes over to the left, but not seeing any delays because of this or any other work zone on the Beltway in Montgomery or Prince George's County. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Get 50% off all styles of windows. Visit windownation.com today. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Mostly dry conditions, but more patchy areas of fog to start your Monday morning. We're looking at temperatures in the mid to upper 50s to right around 60 degrees. Now, the fog won't last for long. It'll mix out by around the mid-morning hours. After that, we're looking at a really nice afternoon ahead with highs in the mid to upper 70s with mostly sunny skies. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 63 degrees in Georgetown, 60 in Bowie. It's down to 59 in Leesburg. And we're at 62 degrees outside the WTOP studios at 1259.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Hello and good morning. I'm Rich Hunter. Coming up, the helicopter carrying Iran's president and foreign minister crashes. And now the state media of Iran is announcing that both the president and foreign minister, along with the other passengers, have perished in that crash. Also,
starting the process to refloat the cargo ship Dolly to clear the Patapsco River. I'm Dan Ronan.
Crowds come out for a local annual Asian festival.
Really good to share our culture with other cultures, too.
I'm Shana Stulen.
It's now 1 a.m.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. State media in Iran says the president and foreign minister have died in a helicopter crash in the mountains. CBS's Ian Lee reports from the foreign desk.
What we're hearing is that Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi's helicopter went down in the northwest of the country. It was part of a convoy of three helicopters when it made what officials are describing as a hard landing. Iranian state TV is showing rescue crews searching through heavy fog. There's reports that visibility in some places is less than about 20 feet.
The country's vice president is expected to be the interim leader with elections to follow. Nagar Motazavi is an Iranian journalist and senior fellow at the Center for International Policy.
It would have major ramifications for Iran's domestic politics, foreign policy, and it would just be followed probably by a period of relevant chaos.
Back here, it was video that went viral all weekend. Diddy attacking his girlfriend. Now he's responding.
I'm so sorry.
Sean Diddy Combs posted a video to Instagram just days after video of him leaked beating his ex-girlfriend Cassie at a hotel in L.A. in 2016.
I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. Disgusted.
And he says he sought therapy, but many social media users aren't buying it, saying Diddy's just sorry he got caught. Prosecutors in L.A. also called the video extremely disturbing, but say the music mogul won't face charges because the statute of limitations has run out. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The trial is set to begin Monday in the April 2023 killing of tech entrepreneur and Cash App founder Bob Lee. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This criminal trial is attracting a lot of attention among the Silicon Valley crowd. Even Elon Musk commented on this trial as a referendum on whether the Bay Area can retain its talent and is prepared to protect some of its brightest minds before they leave for Texas and Florida.
Monday marks the start of week 6 of former President Donald Trump's first criminal trial centered on alleged hush money payments to suppress negative coverage and influence the outcome of the 2016 election. The prosecution's last witness, former Trump attorney Michael Cohen, will face further cross-examination before Trump's team has the opportunity to present his defense.
There's a lot up in the air, and they could end up just letting their cross-examination of all the prosecution's witnesses be the defense, which is not uncommon. We're in the home stretch of the trial, any way you look at it, and it's actually right on schedule according to the way the judge drew it up, which was a roughly 6-week trial.
CBS's Graham Cates, who's been in the courtroom every day. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast
from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello and good morning. I'm Rich Hunter. The top local stories we're following this hour. Efforts are now underway to refloat and move the container ship Dolly, which is blocking the entrance to the port of Baltimore. Details from WTOP's Dan Ronan.
Crews will do a lengthy checklist, including releasing some of the anchors and the mooring lines attached to the ship as the tugboats stand by. They'll deballast all of the 1.25 million gallons of water pumped into the Dolly to compensate for the weight removed when the tons of steel were taken off the ship's bow. Then divers will do an inspection to confirm the obstructions have been removed on the port side of the ship. If everything goes according to the plan, at high tide on Monday, just before sunrise, the tugboats will take the 924-foot ship back into the channel to the port of Baltimore to begin a long list of repairs. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
With the steady rumble of flight traffic from Reagan National Airport, a two-year study hopes to reduce the number of noise complaints in the area. The next phase is looking for public input. Input, I should say. More now from WTOP's Ralph Fox.
Noise consulting firm Vianair is working on a 24-month mitigation plan with Prince George's County, along with Fairfax and the City of Alexandria, to address noise issues south of the airport. Residents in those areas are being asked to participate in an online survey that will help determine next steps. Information will then be shared with the project team for consideration as airspace and flight procedure changes are evaluated. You can find more details and a link to the survey online at WTOP.com. Search noise pollution. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, and in Old Town Fairfax, crowds came out to celebrate and eat.
We have ube, we have pandan, we have black sesame peanut butter. Cynthia describing the different kinds of cookies on sale at her stall. Her husband bakes these New York-style, Asian-inspired cookies, and they sell them at local farmers markets. She says there's definitely been a shift in people's awareness and appreciation for Asian flavors.
We've definitely seen ube at Trader Joe's a lot. But there's still more to taste and learn, she says. People here are also chowing down on mango sticky rice and dumplings and chicken yakitori.
For us, the way that we share best is through our food.
Tess Rollins, this year's chair of the Asian Festival on Main, says she wants festival goers to know that vendors and participants embrace the fact that they are different.
We have over 12 different countries represented here.
And are proud of where they come from. In Fairfax, Shana Stulen, WTOP News.
It's 106. Last week, it was announced that $22 million of funding from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act will go toward cleaning a landfill in Loudoun County containing dangerous chemicals. WTOP's Grace Newton says those chemicals pose a dangerous risk to the community's drinking water.
Hidden Lane Landfill in Loudoun County was privately owned before its closure in 1984. 5 years later, TCE, a chemical known to cause Parkinson's disease, was discovered in the drinking water of homes surrounding the landfill. And so that $22 million will fund a cleanup as well as the design and construction of a $17 million new water line connecting about 110 homes in the area to a fresh source of water. Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton, who represents the area and has a Parkinson's diagnosis of her own, said in a statement she's proud they're taking the long-awaited action. Grace Newton, WTOP News.
A man is dead following a shooting in Prince George's County Sunday morning. It happened around 2 a.m. in the District Heights neighborhood off of Marlboro Pike. A police found a man in a car with gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead on the scene. A second man was found shot nearby. He was taken to an area hospital in stable condition. Police also found a woman with injuries but said she was hit by a vehicle and not shot. She was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. Officials are still searching for a suspect. And coming up on WTOP,
an overlooked source of income for you. We're talking about passive income. I'm Mark Hamrick, and we'll talk about it in my report coming up.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Kathy Bates. Anyone will tell you battling cancer is not pretty, and neither are the complications like lymphedema, a chronic disease that can leave anyone undergoing cancer treatment with a lifetime of swelling and pain, often affecting one's entire body and sense of self. If you're facing a cancer diagnosis, discuss lymphedema with your doctor. With knowledge and action, we can learn and live. Learn more at lymphaticnetwork.org.
It's 108.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go back to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Rich. In Prince George's County, this accident southbound BW Parkway right before Powder Mill Road. Both lanes are shut down along with the far left shoulder. Looks like traffic can't get by in that far right shoulder. There are backups starting after Maryland 197 Laurel Bowie Road. Of course, there at 197, you can bail out to avoid the closure on the southbound side of the BW Parkway. And then in Arlington or in Falls Church, Fairfax County, the crash still working. Arlington Boulevard at Allen Street, just inside the Beltway. They temporarily, very briefly, held traffic northbound 95 in Virginia because of the works on north of Joplin Road. They shut down traffic in the far right lane, but the traffic, activity still continues in the far left lane. The far right lane is now open, and there are delays now northbound 95 coming north into Quantico Triangle, coming past Russell Road because of this work zone that's over on the far left side. The delays on the southbound side of 95 because of the work zone at Dumfries Road, pretty much all cleared out. However, the central lane and the right lane remain blocked, but a light enough volume of traffic now that the delays aren't quite terribly severe. You also have road work going on inside the Beltway on Glebe Road, just east of 395. All lanes, both directions, are alternating mobile closures because of maintenance operations. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert. Meteorologist Mark Pena.
More patchy areas of fog to start your Monday out there, with temperatures in the mid to upper 50s to right around 60 degrees. Now, the fog won't stick around for long. It'll mix out by around 9, 10 o'clock. After that, a really nice afternoon, some well-deserved sunshine across the area with highs pretty close to seasonal averages. That's the mid to upper 70s. Now, tonight, more areas of patchy fog to start your Tuesday, but beyond that, sunshine returns to the forecast by tomorrow afternoon with even warmer temperatures, highs in the low 80s. I'm 7 News Meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now we've got 59 in Manassas, at 64 downtown at Metro Center, 60 in Frederick, and we're down to 61 degrees outside the WTOP studios. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour is Mark Hamrick.
Why passive income has its fans. I'm Mark Hamrick with a Bankrate.com personal finance minute. Income, it's the money that we use to fund our lives, whether through work, a business, investments, or beyond. And then there's passive income. You've probably heard the term. Maybe you've had direct experience. Passive income is really regular earnings from sources other than employers or contractors. It's defined by the IRS as coming from one of two sources or both, rental property or a business in which one does not actively participate. Examples are book royalties or stock dividends. Passive income is pitched by some salespeople as get rich quick, which is misleading and unfortunate. Those with experience with it still require some work, just that the work and or the investment is done up front. And there can be additional work or effort along the way. If it's a rental property, it will have to be maintained, promoted, and the rest. I'm Mark Hamrick.
And taking a quick look at the Asian markets, looks like they're all up. The Nikkei, the Kospi, the Hang Seng, and the Shanghai all up at least a tenth of a percent, as much as 1% on the Nikkei. But the Singapore index remains down at this point. But again, everybody else is up. And coming up on WTOP, a Dodge pickup without a Hemi. Wait, don't judge yet. We will take a look at the new 2025 Ram 1500 pickup with WTOP truck guy Mike Paris next. It's 112.
The following is a paid message.
In her controversial song, Miley Cyrus says, "It's our party. We can do what we want. We run things. Things don't run we." Hi, this is Lon Solomon. And you know, when I heard this song, I thought, okay, this is how a lot of us feel, that we're in charge of our world. But my friends, that's just not true. The Bible says God runs this world, and that God has rules for our world, and that whatever we do, those rules have consequences, good or bad. Hey, folks, whether it's Miley Cyrus or you or me, the chickens always come home to roost. Not a sermon, just a thought.
If you'd like more information about Not a Sermon, you can check out our website at notasermon.com. That's notasermon.com.
It's 113.
The American Veterans Center invites you to attend the 2024 National Memorial Day Parade presented by Boeing. Memorial Day afternoon, Monday, May 27th at 2 p.m. along Constitution Avenue. Join thousands as we honor the sacrifices of our military across the ages, featuring musical performances, marching bands, celebrities, and active duty troops. The parade is possible with additional support from American Airlines, Events DC, Lido, Sunbelt Rentals, and Code of Support Foundation. To learn more about the parade, visit NationalMemorialDayParade.com.
My dad was my hero. I wanted to do something to help people just like he did. A few years ago, he was diagnosed with cancer from doing search and recovery at Ground Zero in the aftermath of 9/11. I was holding his hand when he took his last breath. I didn't want to let him go.
First Responders Children's Foundation gave me a scholarship that changed my life. I'm a nurse now.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Coming up,
how a teen was attacked inside of a D.C. juvenile detention center. I'm Sandra Jones.
More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Hey, folks. This spring, you need to call the home repair experts at PJ Fitzpatrick. No home repair job is too big or too small. The rains we're having are definitely hard on your home. Leaking roofs, missing siding, overflowing gutters, rotting trim. Fix it all now before the little leaks become big problems. The home repair professionals at PJ Fitzpatrick have the knowledge and expertise to fix your home right the first time. So visit trustpj.com and stay off the ladders.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
I love WTOP because I can get all my news, weather, traffic, what routes to avoid on my way into work so I don't get delayed.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
Now to the WTOP truck review, or this time we should say truck review. Some people love Ram pickups for the rugged nature and high performance. So any change in the 2025 Ram 1500? WTOP guy, car guy Mike Parrish joined WTOP's Dimitri Sotis for a review of this big boy, which is said to ride more smoothly than a Lexus.
That's where the Ram really excels, is it drives more like a big car or a big crossover than it does rough and burly pickup truck. It handles very nicely. It handles the bumps very nicely. And inside, it's almost like a luxury car if you go with one of the higher trim levels.
Let's hold off on the inside just for a second and talk about the exterior. Is there anything new or anything worth noting?
Well, it's more of an evolution from the last Ram. It's not going to be a huge difference. It looks a bit more round, a little bit more polished. The new type of headlights, new LED headlights, really give it a little bit more pizzazz on the front end. But other than that, it looks a lot like the 2024 version of the Ram 1500.
Which certainly loyal drivers seem to like. You were telling us about the interior. What's new there or what's good there?
Well, they have a new trim level called a tungsten level, and that is really your luxury vehicle. It's really going to give a run of the month. If you're driving a Mercedes or something like that, much more than you would say a pickup truck when you hop inside. And there's lots of space in this vehicle, and it's very quiet on the highway. So it really is a truck, but knows that a lot of people aren't going to be towing big heavy loads and throwing dirty gloves and boots in this vehicle. It's going to be a luxury vehicle with space for the family. And yeah, every once in a while you'll tow something heavy like a boat or something.
And in line with all of that, what kind of technology does it have that's in line with that luxury?
Well, it has a huge 14.5-inch touchscreen with great graphics. The Uconnect system has been upgraded. It's very easy to use, and it has a neat little touches here and there. A lot of the times where you don't have to get dirty and open and close the end gate yourself. Now it's all power close and open, so you don't have to get dirty while you're trying to get something out of the back bed, most likely something for a tailgate or something like that.
Right. Well, we're all holding on to our steering wheel a little tighter now as we get ready. You've described what a great vehicle it is. How much will it cost?
Well, it starts around $40,000, which is about $1,000 more starting price than it was before. And it can quickly climb near $90,000. Oh, one more thing, no more V8 engine. It's all six cylinders and inline sixes. But don't worry, some of them have nearly 500 horsepower, so you won't be missing the power as much as you think you would.
That's WTOP car guy Mike Parrish. See pictures of and read a lot more about the new 2025 Ram 1500 pickup at WTOP.com. Search car review. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Iranian state officials now confirm the country's president and foreign minister perished in a helicopter crash. In his commencement address at Morehouse College, President Biden calls for a ceasefire and return of the Israeli hostages in Gaza. A new CBS poll shows former President Trump with a 5-point lead in the battleground in Arizona and a 9-point lead in Florida. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead, where it is now 1:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Back to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Rich. In Prince George's County, now the left lane only blocked on southbound BW Parkway. The accident right at or right before Powder Mill Road, right lane now open. So delays coming south of 197 Laurel Bowery Road. You can still take that to avoid any closures on the BW Parkway. Once you clear the accident scene after Powder Mill Road, the ride to the Beltway in Maryland is clear. No delays on northbound BW Parkway, leaving Washington heading to the north. No major worries on 95 either direction between the two beltways. Route 50 clear. Leaving Washington out to the Bay Bridge. At the Bay Bridge, all lanes are clear. No road work tonight, so all lanes are open. 2 east and 3 west, no delays. In Montgomery County, northbound 270 between Germantown Road and 109 Old Hundred Road. You lose the right lane of the through lanes, and then southbound 270 at the Sammamish Highway. You find the right lane is blocked, but no major delay. Eastbound 200, the Intercounty Connector before Georgia Avenue. 2 left lanes are closed because of the work zone. And there is a work zone going on the Beltway in Montgomery County. Both loops affected by the mobile work crew along the far right side between New Hampshire Avenue and the Rockville Pike, but not seeing any slowing. The one work zone in Prince George's County is on Martin Luther King Jr. Highway between Greenleaf Road and Ardmore Road in Glen Arden. Eastbound side tonight, 2 right lanes are closed. This is because of the usual ongoing milling and paving work in the overnight hours. In Virginia, the work zone continues northbound 95. North of Dumfries Road, a couple of lanes to the left are blocked. Traffic getting by to the right with a brief delay north of Russell Road. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
A little foggy for some with partly cloudy skies to start your Monday morning and seasonable temperatures with mid to upper 50s as you're heading outside. Now, later on today, that fog will mix out by around the 8, 9 o'clock hour. After that, turning mostly sunny with temperatures warming into the mid to upper 70s. Now, tomorrow, after some more patchy morning fog, that mixes out again similar to today in the mid-morning. We're looking at mostly sunny skies with highs in the low 80s. By Wednesday, the warming trend continues with lots of sunshine and temperatures getting close to 90 degrees. By Thursday, we're tracking our next weather maker, which looks to bring a cold front through the area, which could bring the chance for some strong to severe storms to our area. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now we've got 60 degrees in both Upper Marlboro and Woodbridge. It's 65 downtown in Cathedral Heights. And we've got 61 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. And coming up on WTOP,
how a teen was attacked inside of a D.C. juvenile detention center. I'm Sandra Jones.
More news in 60 seconds.
Will the Magnificent Seven continue their spectacular run? Be careful relying too much on last year's playbook. Every week, the Wise Investor Show discusses the latest financial trends and what investors need to know. To learn more about where to best find future opportunities and how to become a better informed, wise investor, listen to The Wise Investor Show at raymondjames.com/ The Wise Investor Group, or just find us on your favorite podcast app.
This is John Littell, Virginia's Secretary of Health and Human Resources. Every Virginia family should know about the comprehensive end-of-life hospice benefit, usually available at no cost and accessible statewide. To learn more today, go to virginiahospicecare.org.
I am Steve Cohn at Capital Caring Health. As Secretary Littell mentions, hospice care for patients and their families is almost always free, provided by us and 7 other nonprofit hospice providers across the state. Learn more at virginiahospicecare.org.
Washington's top news, WTOP.
Facts matter.
It's 1:22. I'm Rich Hunter. Thanks for being with us. A high-end jewelry store was robbed Saturday in Northwest D.C. for the second time in months. Metropolitan Police say a window at the Tiny Jewel Box on Connecticut Avenue was broken on Saturday. Crooks grabbed merchandise on display and got away. No one has been arrested for the smash and grab or for an armed robbery at that same jewelry store back in February. We're learning new information about a violent attack inside another D.C. juvenile detention center after the victim filed a lawsuit against the city and 9 staff members. WTOP's Sandra Jones has the details.
Court records say the alleged attack happened on May 7th at the New Beginnings Youth Development Center in Laurel, when the 17-year-old ended recreation time early and was ordered back to his room. Court documents claim he refused, and staff members at D.C.'s Department of Youth Rehabilitation Services tackled the teen, piled on top of him, forcibly restrained him, bit him, kicked him in the ribs, threatened to kill him, and then placed him in a chokehold for over 2 minutes despite having asthma. A Department of Youth spokesperson says the agency does not comment on active litigation. Sandra Jones, WTOP News.
Millions of people depend on prescription drugs in the U.S. While recent shortages have eased up, some patients are still struggling. In some cases, doctors say more than 30% of their patients are unable to find critical prescriptions, particularly ADHD medication. Many are forced to call around the pharmacies to find products in stock and deal with insurance companies to confirm coverage when alternatives are used. A total of 9 manufacturers now have ADHD medications back in stock, according to the FDA's drug shortage database. That's up from 6 last September. One of the biggest names in retail has died.
Nordstrom traces its roots back to a Seattle shoe store opened by Swedish immigrant John Nordstrom and a partner in 1901. Bruce Nordstrom and other members of the third generation took leadership reins in 1968. He has died at the age of 90. Bruce helped expand his family's Pacific Northwest department store chain into an upscale national brand. He retired as chairman of Nordstrom's board of directors in 2006. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Elon Musk traveled to Indonesia's resort island of Bali on Sunday to launch Starlink satellite internet service in the world's largest archipelago nation. Indonesia, a vast expanse of 17,000 islands sprawled across three time zones north of Australia, has a population of more than 270 million. The country has been trying for years to secure deals with Musk's Tesla on battery investment and for Musk's SpaceX to provide fast internet for the country's remote regions.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
And here's Frank Anran.
Nationals head back home with a 5-game losing skid after losing to the Phillies. In fact, getting swept by Philadelphia, 11-5